The biggest influence for my music comes from my own life experiences, the people I meet, the things that happen, and the things that don't happen. There's no such thing as coincidence. That's my favorite slogan. So when I look back at my life, I see many individual instances that, when combined, shape me into the person I am today. Here are just two examples that help define my character. When I was a young boy, I must have been only 5 or 6 years old, my parents brought me into their church, and as the preacher spoke, I became bored, distracted, and my mind started to wander. I gazed around the church, looking at all the other worshipers there. Many had their children. Everyone was listening to the preacher. I gazed upwards towards the very high ceiling of the church, and I noticed large windows near the steeple peak. As I looked at the window, a distinct face of Jesus Christ appeared in the window, looking at me. I was very surprised to actually see Jesus in the church window, the highest window in the church, but there he was. He was exactly like the pictures you see, that guy with the beard and the long hair. There was no mistaking him. So I grabbed my dad by the sleeve of his jacket and proclaimed that I had indeed just seen Jesus Christ with my own eyes. My dad looked at me and said,
"The church does that. There's a guy with a big sign, a big picture of Jesus, and he holds it up to fool little kids into believing in Christ."
And I believed him. I believed my dad. I was 5 years old, of course I believed him. But as I grew up, I started thinking about it, about how ridiculous it would be to believe that what my dad had told me. He lied to me. Why did he lie? There was no reason to lie to me. I know I saw Jesus in the church that day. I still remember it vividly.